it's about employing young people, growing the native plants, particularly seeing we have a very low presence in the bush food industry, within the supply chains of the bush food industry, and Indigigrow aims to turn that around a bit and bring more of our younger people into the industry, but also help build our presence in the supply chain with our small businesses. And also we're about, you know, just producing local native plants and that as well, because that's an important part of our culture and stuff that our old people talk about a lot.
And how small is that presence in the agriculture industry, the bush foods industry?
The income into the industry at the moment is sitting around, you know, 18 to 20 million annually. And our presence or us being able to tap into that 20 million sits below 1%.
Can you describe what you've done so far?
We've been able to gain a little bit of funding to employ a couple of people at the moment. We have a senior horticulturist and we have young Cameron, where we're very hopeful that moving forward into the future that we'll be able to produce a lot more and get our nursery operational, where we can start to really ramp up our income in the organisation, so we can start to do a bit more. The aim is that we're able to continue to employ our young people and pass on cultural knowledge and really keep those young people connected to their culture and country. That's an important foundation for our young people's well-being, so that's a priority for us.
Cameron is a young Indigenous horticulturalist with a background in bush regeneration and started at Indigigrow just a few weeks ago. For him, having the opportunity to work on country with native plants and bush foods is incredibly important.
I have always been passionate about these plants and this activities because for us it is cultural and it is a sense of our innate identity. The local area is this is Bidjigal country, and Peter in there is a Bidjigal man, and then in the Sydney region that's Gadigal country, and I am a Gadigal man. So to work in these areas is there is spiritual significance. Now, should there be more of this? Absolutely. This kind of work remains in gimmicky markets like bush tucker instead of actual food.
Peter mentioned before that there's only 1% of Indigenous people working within the bush foods industry. Do you think that needs to change?
That absolutely needs to change. I would go as far as to say that there is an urgency that these industries are pioneered by Indigenous peoples and that profit returns into Indigenous communities. Now, what we want to do is maybe train young Indigenous people with, you know, inklings of interest. Perhaps this might be in bush regeneration or more classic horticulture. But nonetheless, if these kids are interacting with these plants, then they're interacting with their culture and their innate sense of self. Perhaps we can make some change by bringing in the younger faces. I definitely was one of the younger faces that I'm talking about now. So in the case of saying I'd like to go out and bring young Indigenous people into the industry, that's almost me saying I'd like to recreate the opportunities that I'm very fortunate to have.
With Cameron on board, the nursery and plot of land at the La Perouse Public School is taking shape. The team have been able to seed and propagate a variety of Australian natives, with 70 lemon myrtle and 40 aniseed trees bordering the school oval. Director Peter Cooley believes there's a huge potential for the Australian bush foods industry and for Indigenous people to be a part of it.
We're growing lemon myrtle at the moment. We've got bush tomatoes, we've got midgeon berries, native mint. There's quite a range at the moment. We've got rosellas going for your tea.
And do you think there is a potential for Indigenous bush foods to be a bigger part of Australian landscapes and also food industries?
Absolutely, and it needs to be. Aboriginal people need to be in all areas of the supply chain. They can't be just sitting on the side and talking about and sharing cultural knowledge. We need to be an integral part of that bush food industry because it's a traditional food source. And it can't just be non-Aboriginal people that are benefiting financially from a traditional food source. We have to be a part of that for Australia's benefit, not just, you know, our own benefit, but it's for Australia's benefit that we become, you know, big players in that bush food industry. And you know, there's a lot of opportunity, particularly in regional and remote areas, around those rural areas as well, for Aboriginal people to start to produce a lot of the bush foods on country, and particularly those bush foods that are local to those areas. I mean, we have 6,500 different types of bush foods, and only at the moment less than 20 of those have been developed for markets. So there's a lot of room to expand the industry into or different varieties of foods, and our people hold a lot of that cultural knowledge to ensure that those plants will grow properly. And you know, that's why we need to be a big part of the future of the bush food industry. It's also going to revitalise the land and country, and we're seeing a lot of issues around, you know, soil degradation, soil erosion, and we're trying to alter soil conditions to suit plants that are not from here, when we have a lot of food already here and the perfect conditions were here already for those. Obviously, we're at a point where it's going to continue because it's now a part of modern day Australia. But I feel that we need to be looking at our own backyard and what was traditionally here and start to utilise that. Our native food industry is going to explode, not just domestically, but internationally as well. And so there's an opportunity for not just Aboriginal people, but all people in Australia to be a part of that, and at the same time, you know, look after country. We're the oldest business people in the world, and you know, we just want to be able to work with community and try and grow communities around the country, especially in the industry as well, because we have so much to offer.